Okay, in Lamantan. How old are you?
42.
42 years. How long you have been working in the Mustang now?
17 years.
Wow. Well, yes. 17 years. Just for personal information, how many siblings you have?
Sorry, how many?
Siblings.
Siblings and one sister.
One sister.
In Italy.
Italy? Older,
yeah.
And one child, yeah?
Yeah, one daughter.
So, yeah. So, this is mostly about the earthquake that's happened in Nepal. So, where were you at during the earthquake?
Yes, it was our day off. So, but I was drawing in the house, to take advantage of the time and try to speed up the work in Turkchen.
Yeah.
So I was drawing, and my guys, the Tibetans, they were playing cards.
Yeah.
There was one guy who always has the custom to do this movement. No?
So,
He was doing it a long time when I was drawing. I said, come on, shut up, stop it, I'm drawing.
Yeah.
Then at a certain point, starting again, and I look at him, would you like to stop? And then nobody was moving anything. I look up and I see the bulbs moving. And I say, guys, earthquake, let's go out. It wasn't the first time here. Yeah. In 17 years, I've maybe seen 4 earthquakes here already. This was the 5th. So I thought it was maybe 3, 4, 5 seconds, 10, as it usually was, and then stop. So I was actually going down slowly. But then the earthquake was coming stronger and never stopping.
Yeah.
So we went all out here in the courtyard. Then I just didn't think of myself. I thought of my daughter and my wife. They used to be in Duvakot in Bakhtapur.
Yeah.
We have a house there.
Yeah.
So the first thing I thought, I just called her, because I thought after the earthquake, lions would have been dangerous during the earthquake. So first thing I did was call my family, and I got to know that they were all trying to find a safe place, and we would have called back later. But earthquake, it was not too shocking, because here, it's all mud, there are no big houses, we were just outside in an open space, so I wasn't quite worried.
No.
I was more worried about the other houses, because I was looking at all the buildings moving quite strongly.
Yeah.
But my thought actually was all in Kathmandu Valley. Because I thought, if here is doing this, Kathmandu
what
and Bhaktapur... And since we live in a very small area with tall buildings, I was really worried for my family.
How was the building over there? And Bhaktapur, was it damaged?
Or? Yes, and the houses around us collapsed.
No.
And we are on the 4th floor, so...
It was they were able to escape?
Yes, they were able to escape. And
during the earthquake? Or they were
no,
outside?
After they... My wife stopped in front of the door with the kid, with the daughter.
Yeah.
And when it stopped the first time, she would run down.
Yeah.
And then they waited, and then the second earthquake came.
Yeah.
And that was even stronger here. But at that time, no communication. I didn't know if they were safe, and I was trying to call until the evening.
Yeah.
10 seconds, 15 seconds, and then line dropped, and she was always crying. So the following day, I packed my things, took a jeep, and went to Kathmandu.
All the way.
And it took me 3 days.
So that's like so many things was going with you. Like at that time, there's your family, and then also you were here.
I didn't care anything about me. No, I didn't care at all. Even the roads, there were many landslides. I wanted to go back to my family.
What did you think about the monastery, the paintings that were like, what was your...
When the first earthquake stopped, I went directly to the monasteries, but all the local people stopped me.
Yeah, local people stop you.
Yes, because it's dangerous, can fall off or anything. Do you mind?
No.
So actually, after I knew my family was a kind of safe, second worry was the paintings.
Yeah.
And I went to see, but they closed the door, they didn't want to open. And I couldn't see what was broken or if something was broken, if the structure was dangerous.
So you left Lomontang without seeing?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
I left with the worries. I tried a couple of times to go inside, but nobody, no, you don't go there.
What did you observe among the local people over here when you stay outside?
They were all scared. The nice in a way thing was that everybody started praying. This is really something that touched me. Because these things you cannot control, you cannot command or say stop it, and it's nice that in such situations you go back to God. So that was really nice to see everybody that was all holding hands, sitting on the ground and reciting mantras, and that was really, really touching.
So right after at the 12 p.m. once the earthquake came, then you stay on that day, Saturday you stay in Lomanta. Did you stay in that same building or you stay
outside? We slept outside.
In a tent?
There was one at 12. And then there were, after 1 hour or two, there was another one. So we were fearing more aftershocks. And after the second earthquake, we went around and there were many cracks. I was seriously worried about the Royal Palace. So if more aftershocks would come, also our house, my room was all cracked. I cleaned a bit, but then we slept all outside. Minus 10 that night.
Yeah, did you slept minus 10, yeah?
Sleeping bags. We were all my group. We slept all together like girlfriends and boyfriends.
So there was no tents? Yeah. So on the tops?
No, nothing. Just sleeping bags. Luckily it didn't rain, it didn't snow. It snew a bit around 3-4 p.m. In the morning. About 5-10 minutes.
So probably you have listened the radio or the other time, is there?
Nothing was working here.
Okay.
If we were lucky, really 20 seconds on the phone, but television, nothing was working.
So, when you talk to your wife, like when I saw from Kathmandu from the other part of the world, from US, it seems like Kathmandu is flattered when we hear from the news. Did you have the same feelings that when you hear from your wife?
But we live in Bhaktapur.
Yeah.
If you've been there, Bhaktapur is really destroyed.
Yeah, Bhaktapur, yeah.
So that was the case. Kathmandu, they exaggerated that everything in the media.
Actually it's the northern part, part and the other part.
That is a big shame from the media.
Yeah. That's
it had the side effects to bring maybe more money and more donations, but it was not the truth.
But it was,
it was not the truth. And then the priority was given to Kathmandu when there was no need of, some areas, yes. Mm-hmm. But Sindhu Palchok, Bhaktapur and many other areas needed more urgent relief.
They really bring a bad impact on the tourism because of that media.
They are still doing bad impact because the consulates and the embassies are discouraging all
That's like
tourists.
There is a big difference between the reality and the media hype.
So the first thing to discourage the people, the tourists, were definitely the media. Then now, the embassies. Probably the embassies do not want to have too many troubles in dealing with tourists here, but they are just putting Nepal on a top risk country and just go there if you really have to go. This is what the embassies are telling. And it's bad.
It's bad, yeah. Yeah, many, this year. So, on the way to journey from here to, on Sunday, so you took the jeep from here, all the way to...
To
so can you
Johnson?
Can you describe a little bit about your
journey,
the journey? Like you're physically, you're moving here, but you're mentally, everything is with your family, and it's like so many things going.
Yeah, Indra managed to reserve me a jeep because nobody wanted to leave.
Yeah,
but he managed to get me one jeep all for me, and I started going. Then in Gemi, I met two porters, which were asking for a lift to go down. And one of them had lost relatives in the earthquakes. So I just said, don't worry, come in, don't pay.
Which part is it, from Kathmandu or from?
Kathmandu, yeah. And it was going down to the family. So I said, don't worry, come with me, it's all free, it's only me. Then on the way till Chuksang, we had to change maybe 2-3 times jeep because of landslides. And in Chuksang, we arrived, it was 3 or 4, and there was nothing going through Jamsung. There was a big landslide just after Chuksang, between Chuksang and Tange. And I was trying to ask, call someone from Kagbeni and bring it, and then I just crossed the landslide and take, or then, no possible. Then give me horses, I know how to ride here, I just pass it, and oh, they're all out. Then the two guys I took in Gemi, they were talking with some people there, then they came to me, let's go on foot to Kagbeni. I had many bags, one heavy, but okay, let's go, and you help me carrying my bags. Oh, no problem. Then we started walking after, maybe after the landslide, there was a jeep there, standing on a cliff, which was actually from Chuksan, but they couldn't get back. So we stopped there, smoking a cigarette, hoping that there was a driver, and but it was all locked. Then we finished the cigarette, and I said, okay, let's go. And the guy said, no, stay here, let's smoke another one. So they had talked to the driver, and after some time, we saw the driver coming. He just started the engine, and we went to Johnson. Then there were some more aftershocks during the night. And the following day, he tried to catch the plane, but the pilots were all blocked in Kathmandu for emergency. So we took another jeep. We went down to Pokhara. That was quite long, a few sad things on the way.
So how many hours you slept properly?
3-4 maybe, I don't know.
It's really a nightmare, that's...
You didn't feel like sleeping. For 3 days I didn't wash, I didn't sleep. I was smelling like a dog when I reached Kathmandu.
So when you first reached in Kathmandu and met your family, how they've been dwelling in Kathmandu?
They were moved, she was working with JZ. So they were moved to Sanepa, and they had set up tents for all the Germans working in that area. I found Monica and Frida there. I just started crying. Actually,
tears,
before.
Tears of happiness. That's family. So when you're with the family, what's your perception about the... what's going with about the paintings that's on the, about the Tukche?
Well, when I was finally with them, I just wanted to be with my family.
Did you have any get information from the Lomantan?
Because for the first week they didn't go to the monasteries. And there was also a kind of issue from the government, and nobody had to go inside buildings. So they had a kind of 1 week holiday. After, because my Monica and Frida after were evacuated to Europe, so the following day I found a plane and I also went back to Europe. And there I tried to call Indra and the others, and they told me that there were cracks here and there, structures there, but not too heavy.
That's also from social media. I think I remember clearly that you are the first person who worried about the TG festival. Am I right?
Yes.
So I
tried to push the locals in many ways, do it somewhere else bigger. And if you see the cracks, it's a miracle it's still there, the palace. But I think they held it there.
But the social media, from Facebook or something, I saw that they're really worried about the people.
I sent messages to the prince, to the monks, to the... many foundations working here, the few foundations working here, please do something. It's really risky.
So now how long has it been back to Lomantan?
5 days maybe.
5 days. And so what did you
The paintings, I thought they were more damaged. But we still have to do a thorough checkup.
because now it's not boring, but time consuming with scaffoldings. We have to check by tapping all the paintings and hear if there is detachment.
Yeah.
There were cracks, and while I was out, Jojo and the others, they fixed. Structures need some work. Now with me there was Suresh, an engineer who came for assessment.
Yeah.
And then we will see.
Yeah.
Chamba is a bit more maybe serious because the top floor, it's all the floor is opening.
Oh,
there are cracks all over. So the floor could just go down.
Yeah, that's then it's going to be same like the Namgyal Monastery.
Yeah.
Have you got a chance
Not
to
yet.
See?
No, I met the monk in Pokhara Airport.
So, are the monasteries earthquake resistant base, or like how their foundation? Did you get a chance to
the foundations of these monasteries?
Yeah,
foundations are good.
Yeah,
and luckily these monasteries, the walls are 1.7 meters thick, so they're very very strong.
Yeah.
Chamba, the problem was upstairs because the walls are normal, and it's not Gyang, it's a pop. The top floor is all mud bricks, so that was more sensible to the earthquake.
Yeah.
Where it was Ramad, it's quite strong. Cracks, yes, but not enough to compromise the building.
And how about the palace and the houses, overall general?
But the houses, I saw many, many cracks. One should really check each and every house, because a crack like this maybe doesn't mean anything, but if there are on the timbers or all around, it could be dangerous on the long run. Royal Palace needs urgent work.
So Royal Palace, from one side it's like
the north side is very dangerous.
I see. Then we all clearly know that most of the tourists attract Lomantang because of the two monasteries and then the royal palace.
Yes.
And these three are the three components or the elements or that the uniqueness of Lomantang.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So monasteries are okay, like where you've been already started working on that. But then palace, what do you think? What would be the best to make into the classic and save it as a classic, as a heritage?
Yes. Palace needs restoration since before the earthquake.
Yeah.
Now it needs more. The problem is to find maybe compromise with royal family. Because then our foundation had already a project and the money, but then when all the royal family knew that there were money for the royal palace, everybody wanted a slice.
Yeah.
And then the project never started.
Yeah.
Now, furthermore, it's a private building, so for NGOs it's more difficult to find money.
Mm.
It depends on the NGOs, but mostly if it's a public building, it's easier to sponsor.
Yeah.
And it's private, it's more complicated. And now, if all the royal family are in court deciding who is the owner of the palace, even if there are money, we can't do anything. So first, the family should set up.
Did you get a chance to talk with any royal family
about this? No, it's not. It's a family thing, and I don't want to be involved. In Italy, we say.
I think from one side it's a family thing, and it's from other side it's also a really really important to come up with this issue, like because that's the only.
From my side, I can only. Touch a little bit and push. So what are you doing? But I cannot just tell you have to do this or that.
Well, from your opinion, what would be the best to
restore the royal palace? Absolutely, yes.
Oh.
Call engineers and architects and do a proper fix.
Yeah.
Then, if they find also the money for restoration inside, not only the structure.
No.
Definitely, the structure is priority.
Yeah.
Because there are so many rooms, and if there is a proper conservation, there are also paintings from 15th century inside.
Yeah.
It could be also income for the community here.
So, from your general observation, how much going to cost for Royal Palace restoration? Like 50 to 60, 70 bucks? What do you think?
Where?
For the proper
restoration. Well, I'm not an engineer or an architect. Yeah. Just but giving numbers, it could be $1 or $2 million.
Yeah.
Especially the structure in this case will cost a lot of money because you have to do it's big, and it takes a lot of materials and workforce. So I think a good portion of the money is for the building.
Yeah. So far, royal family didn't take any action yet. Yeah, regarding about the.
No, because they are still fighting over who's the owner.
Oh.
That's, I think, the main problem, fighting.
Because if, again, the earthquake comes, then the royal palace, I mean, we know that it's in a chaotic situation, but then it's surrounded by
it
so many houses.
Yes,
like so many
it will
houses.
Kill many people if that happens.
Yeah, so that's... So, did you observe anyone who coming to support Lamantang? Regarding after the earthquake?
Not really, because I was back to Europe and I tried to follow up a bit on Facebook, but Facebook also is not as reliable as as real news.
Yeah.
Regarding to Giling, when I went down, I passed through Giling and I didn't see all this destruction.
Yeah.
Then on Facebook I saw some photos.
Yeah, Giling houses are all from outside, it's okay, but then all the wall and ceilings are parted, so which has to demolish it. Like,
this is okay, but the way they were describing on the internet, on the Facebook, it was the village is destroyed.
Yeah.
Then they were showing 6-7 photos.
Yeah.
I'm a photographer.
Yeah.
From the photos, it was the same house.
Yeah.
But they were telling, all the houses destroyed in Giling. I really didn't like that.
We didn't mention that we are the one who initiated the Facebook.
No. I don't even remember who wrote it.
Yeah.
But who posted the photos? It was clear it was the same house taken from that corner, from the other corner. And then they tell all the village is almost destroyed. This is a lie.
Yeah, that's so we raised fund through online under the Green Killing Relief Aid, but then over there we clearly mentioned how many houses are back.
No, they're good. Right.
But then nothing like the entire village is. So yeah,
the first impression was my God. Yeah. Okay, now many foreigners are giving money, but don't exploit the situation.
Yeah, that's
especially because. That was just after the earthquake.
No.
There were, to me, money should have gone directly to Sindhu Palchok and Bakhtapur. And diverting money to less problematic areas, because here people didn't die.
Yeah, that's
that guy is rebuilding the house because it's dangerous, and others will do it.
Yeah.
Many houses need to be rebuilt, but Sindhu Palchok, there were
Sindhu Palchok, Lamantang, and then Gorkha have been badly destroyed.
Killing would have given the last priority in the earthquake.
Yeah.
Because other areas were more affected, more people died, and they needed much more work.
Yeah. As we thought clearly about
this. To Sindhu Palchok.
I have a friend. Yeah. I have a friend who passed away.
Yeah.
I have a friend who... lost 15 family members. We have been doing supporting to Sindhu Palchok from the other side, from other friends. Like, but then what we did is like, we clearly get the information about the chaotic about the killing houses, the damages, and then what we did is like, we know that in the future the media hype, it'll go down soon because it's.
That's for sure.
And then
from
we know clearly
view,
that we also clearly know that the international aid won't able to reach Killing.
Yes.
Because all the aid will be
concentrated
on
Sir.
So who will be focused on Killing? Is the one resident.
Mm.
We are the resident.
Yeah. No.
We
for
can
this
select
you're right.
That.
Yes.
So we that's like, and then we also clearly mentions like, this all up for the friends and then supporters like who know us, who love Mustang.
Yeah.
You know, no one is hurt, no one is injured.
Right.
It's all clearly mentioned. So no one is injured, but in case there's worse places that help, but in case if you want to help Mustang in Killing, then please, that's the way.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we raised pretty good money. Like that's, but the most of the donors, few of them are like a stranger. Let's say whom we don't know, but then most of them are like only the family friends or friends who knows us, like that's the one. So that's the one, yeah. And then the Karma Chetan, she had been also working mostly in Gorkha for this last year. And then, and yeah, so that's we have been doing the, so we knew like, I mean, there was a little bit critics about the killing relief aid, but then also there's like, well, we thought about in advance, like, because once the media hype go down, then there won't be much help will be coming to the remote area. And of course, like Mustang, when we like, I try to reach many of the Mustangis, like this, nothing has happened to Mustang.
Yeah.
That seems like nothing, all the houses are okay. But then later we figure out like, you know, that's a...
Yeah, there are works to be done anyhow.
So yeah, in Mustang, like, I haven't been to Tay, but we, I heard that Tay, Taitang is badly hit. But then killing is seriously, we went from each and each door, like we interview and then we observe the house inside.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, so even in Facebook, I never replied inside if I don't want to give wrong information. Yeah.
And then we went to the Namyel village, and it's really, really heated then compared to the other areas. But now what we can do is how we can like, in Mustang, we saw that killing is hit badly compared to other. Namgyel is hit badly compared to others in the Lutsudin area.
Yes, yeah.
But then, how we can promote the business? How can we can promote the tourism in this coming upcoming 3 months?
You should talk to the embassies.
No, that's from embassy they play the roles. But what would you like if you get a chance to? Invite the tourism in Mustang, how would you explain?
Then I will go through the trekking agencies. Take some photos around of the villages to show that there is some damage, but it's not too bad for tourists to come here. Because trekking agencies have the connections to Europe to send here tourists. Because if you say come to Lowanta or come to Mustang,
What about the media?
The media, I don't know if the...
What about the articles from you?
Articles from me?
For, like, that's what's like from yourself, like about what your observation, what you see, and that's...
For the media, we are not strong enough to have any support from big media.
Yeah.
Because media, they want to show catastrophic things, and here there is nothing, so we will never get any coverage, especially when you have to say good things.
Yeah.
If you notice the media, today someone died, this happened, this killed the other one, that's only bad news.
Yeah,
because good news are not marketable.
Yeah, marketable,
so
that's true.
From the media, we will never manage anything.
No. But those who love Nepal, who knows Nepal,
they
will come.
I will go because through the trekking agencies and use again Facebook.
Yeah, because I feel like by donating like thousands of dollars to Nepal, won't be able to rebuild the Nepal.
Yeah.
But only the tourism can rebuild, like by making the daily business for the local people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that's like, you know, for, if the tourist comes to Mustang, like how many hotels they make the money? How many, like, you know, the local people get the job?
Yeah.
Like that's how we can rebuild it.
Yeah.
From my perspective, but then. Like by donating like a few lakhs to Nepali lakhs to Mustang, we won't able to rebuild it.
No, but
everyone needs entire the Nepal need the daily job for bread and butter.
Yes,
and that's only the tourism. Like that's from local, from international.
So,
in the winter there was a heavy snow. Fall, yeah. Were you here?
No, I was down in Bhaktapur.
And again, what did you had the challenges on the Tukche monastery about the painting?
Well, there is Jojo here, and there are a couple who are monitoring and watching for these heavy snows. And when that happens, the principal Chede and Jojo, they just start up. They call people. This year, I think they even paid. to remove all the snow from the roof and around the monasteries. So I knew that I trust a lot my guys here. When there is Jojo and he tells me it's everything under control, I just don't have any worries.
That's so today we came to see you in the monastery, but then you were very busy, so we didn't interrupt you.
But then
what we witnessed is on the door, the three sculpture, the big sculpture. All the foods are wet.
That's because of the snow.
It's a winter snow.
Yeah.
Oh, and then also the door, we see the wet part.
Yeah. We've been trying to remove that from years.
Yeah.
Since years, yeah. Never worked out.
So.
And Jojo told me this year with the snow, all the entrance, you know, so you go down. Yeah. All that was full of snow.
Mm.
They tried to remove, but then it became water, and then they go down, and then comes up again.
Yeah.
The only way to stop it would be to remove all the lower the street level.
Yeah.
But now we can't, because all the houses now are built over.
Yeah.
Cause that entrance, also from an earthquake in the 16th century.
So do you have any precaution for the upcoming unknown winter?
The precaution for the monastery is only remove the snow when it comes. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
To properly seal the monasteries from humidity, we have to clean all around.
Yeah.
That means lower all the street level in that area, it's impossible.
Yeah.
That means there will be more maintenance in the winter.
Yeah.
And for this it's good also the entrance fee, because the principal was using those money to pay the locals to help cleaning up. So in a way it's a side effect business or some.
Yeah. So the paintings like those on the other side are remarkable, and then the other side it's all empty.
Yes.
Yeah. So it has been, the restoration has been started for like 17 years and now, so how long are you going to take to finish overall the project? You're just
Tupchen, I think in another 1 or 2 years.
Yeah.
Now the problem is that blank wall.
Yeah, that's blank.
Yes, they would like to repaint it.
Yeah.
But that's not the original. The original was
On the other side.
So we were starting plastering.
I'm well.
Yeah. You?
Good. And
we started plastering because we wanted to paint. Then the monks and the locals told me to stop it, because if they find the money, they would like to rebuild the wall as it was before.
Yeah.
Then all the proper pictorial cycle were complete.
Yeah.
So if that happens, they will need another 5-6 years.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And how about Champa?
Champa is not finished.
Yeah.
That also would take another 3-4 years.
Mm.
But then we are following the money.
Yeah.
They decided to go to Tupchen, and then we stopped Champa and we went to Tupchen.
Yeah.
If they decide, let's go back to Champa, I'll be happy.
So, as you have been working on for 17 years, and so many local people were trained. And what about their perspective? Do they continue the work, or they're just gonna run away to Western countries, or like that's all?
Unfortunately, that's the dream. Yeah. The American dream is still strong.
Yeah.
So many are trying to run away.
Yeah.
Some others prefer to stay here. And in the long run, my dream would be to keep using this group in other projects around the Himalaya.
Yeah.
So that their skills don't get wasted.
No.
Some left and they open Tanga galleries, and I mean, I'm happy for them. In a way they found another future.
Yeah.
And they decided to let's stay here, maybe not farming, or some didn't even have fields, so they couldn't have much money.
That's fine.
And lost the point. The ones who didn't even have fields, now they have some work, which of course is
so. Yeah, that's implementation. A lot of a good opportunity about finding out their own way, standing on their own, helping them to helping them how
one
to fish.
One side of me was sad because they were actually good, and it was less good people on the project.
Yeah.
But from my the other friend's perspective, I was very happy that they started this.
Yeah. I saw the number of the Tibetan people compared to the last year.
Yeah, we increased because we are in a huge delay.
So
I'm trying to push. And also last year, the locals, they were coming when they had time, because they had work in the fields, and you cannot call them and say, no, you have to come. If they have other things in their own life, you cannot tell them, no, you have, either you come in the monastery or so you go to the fields.
So not that systematic, huh?
It's not that easy. Then I decided, let's keep them using, because it's income for them.
No.
But I need to speed up, so I took more Tibetans.
So do you still train the local people, or recruit the new local people to...
Only the old ones.
Yeah.
Because Tibetans, they're mostly tanka painters.
Yeah.
It's a different style from what they do, but they're already the hands trained.
Yeah.
To start from a farmer and turn it into a painter, it takes ages.
Yeah.
And we don't have time for that now. If it was 17 years ago, yes.
Yeah.
Now it's the kind of the end of the project, so we can't lose too much money in training new people. So I prefer to perfection the ones we have.
That's a lot. So, what do you feel like? What do you think in case again the same earthquake occurs in the coming months? Or in a year, because we already witnessed the huge disaster.
I think the houses will be strong enough, not strong enough, but the fact that they're mud and they're not too high, that helps absorbing the shock. But something like the Royal Palace, which is so high and old, then it's a different thing. So if there is another earthquake coming, my worry is only the Royal Palace and Tukchele Champa, of course. They resisted quite well the first one.
So as you mentioned that compared to Tukchele Champa is badly, it's more serious.
Also in the ground floor, this much of the painting is collapsed.
So how can we just, the best way to save it from the...
that structure. So now the engineer who was here will leave guidelines, and then they will work on this.
So, do you have any information regarding about the glacial lakes in that in the that's?
No, I just know that they're getting lower and lower.
We went to Tsunub and Tsosha area, people are really, really worried. I mean, they're not worried about earthquake, but they're worried about the water, because back in 27 years ago, that's like the way the huge flood came. That's also before that, the earthquake, several earthquake came, and then through the earthquake effects, the
water.
So this time also they were really worried.
Well, I've seen the change here also in 17 years.
Yeah.
When I first came, I remember the Kulo, the streams here were always very high.
Yeah.
Now this much.
So
I can guess that there is even worse.
Yeah. So the water is getting scarcity. So like the glaciers are drying up. So as we all, as you have been living in Mustang for 17 years, you have seen so many villages and so many life structure or style of the people, and then the villages structure too. So are there any are there many villages that face the challenges in the future for resettlement, like Te and Samsung? Because
I'm aware only of those two, actually. Others I don't. The water will be always low and low, but that's the climate change. Unless you change the world, you cannot solve that side of the problem. So I just hope that the resettlement will be limited to these two villages, because it's a lot of effort.
Do you
think this happened also during the centuries here.
Yeah.
Because if you see other villages like in Chozong or other areas, you can easily see that there was big river and then there is nothing and then the village moved.
Yeah.
So it must have been a kind of constant in this area. Mm. Of course, some villages were in a very lucky position like Lomantang or Tingar. They have a lot of streams and others were counting only on one, and when that finished, they just moved.
So back in 17 years, when you came first year, I think all the mountains are enveloped with snow, even in the summer.
Yeah.
But now they are turning into naked.
Yeah. Well, then,
mostly naked.
Less, but it can, the snow usually comes back in August.
Yeah.
Coffee, Kayo. No. Pulsa. Pulsa, pulsa. Dari kopi poci ramusan.
No. Yeah, that's. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
Yeah.